Stephen A. Smith now regrets voting for Harris. Says he is open to voting for Republicans. By Warner Todd Houston on December 22, 2024. Sports commentator Stephen A. Smith claims to be fed up with the Democratic Party and, in a 180-degree turn, now says that he regrets voting for Kamala Harris. Smith, who admitted before November's election that he had never voted for a Republican in his life, is now saying he is open-minded enough to give the GOP a chance to earn his vote. Speaking to Mark Levin on Fox News, Smith said he is tired of the Democrats and their fear-mongering. "I voted Democrat, and I got to tell you something right now, I don't like the fact that I did. I don't like what I'm seeing," Smith said on Saturday. Sounds like Stephen A. Smith has some regrets. At least he's finally awake and admitting this. "The American people aren't falling for it any longer. I voted Democrat, and I have to tell you something right now, I don't like the fact that I did." pic.twitter.com/oop6rcwwx. Nanli Marie Carissimi, at Nanli 1124, December 22, 2024. Smith went on to slam the Democrats for their entire election strategy. "I don't want to hear about, oh, we're about the law. Nobody's above the law. Nobody's above the law." But then you go out, and you pardon your son, and you try to blame everybody else for it, he continued. The sports analyst added that he is no longer interested in listening to a bunch of fear-mongering to tell us who we shouldn't vote for. "Why don't you come up with a plan that tells us why we should vote for you?" he rhetorically asked the Democrats. "We're not about America only, but being about America and prioritizing what's going on in this nation with the desolate and the disenfranchised and everybody else in between. And looking out for the best interests of what it is for America. That is not a crime for an American politician or commander-in-chief or senator or congressional figure to have that mentality," Smith said. He added that if Republicans are going to actually campaign on the issues, like they did in this past election, "I'm down for it. I'm open-minded enough to make sure that they entertain that from a policy perspective. That's what I want for the American people. That's what I want for this nation." Smith even said that if Trump were allowed to run again, he might even vote for the 2024 winner, though he would still have to prove a lot. "What concerned me about Donald Trump, and the reason I voted against him and voted for Kamala Harris, was because I felt that he would be divisive. That he would create chaos because he demands such a level of loyalty and fealty to him. And that would take priority over governing our nation. That was my concern," Smith exclaimed. "It can't be just about fealty to him and loyalty to him. It has to be about getting the job done on behalf of what's in the best interests of the American people as opposed to yourself. And not engaging in the kind of juvenile tendencies. Tweeting all the time, and going after people who are really irrelevant in the grand scheme of things," Smith concluded. "You do things like that, and you show that you're the adult in the room. I don't think anybody could dismiss Donald Trump at this particular moment in time. Still, if the past is a guide, Smith won't likely be voting for a Republican anytime soon. He never has before, after all." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.